This is Serena Catania reporting live from the 2012 NAB show floor. A couple of days ago when Canon announced the EOS 1DC, the new DSLR, it was an overnight sensation. Everyone was talking about it on the internet all over the world, and I'm at the Canon booth with Chuck Westfall, who's the technical advisor for education and training in the Pro Engineering and Solutions Division for Canon USA. So I think if anyone can answer some of our questions, Chuck can.
This is actually our Canon EOS 1DC. This is our first 4K EOS digital SLR. And so what we're talking about right now with this camera is basically an EOS 1DX body, which is our flagship digital SLR for still photography. But this EOS 1DC has all the still capabilities plus 4K video. And whereas on the C500 you had to go external to record 4K, on this one you must record internally to get 4K. So you're using the CF card in the camera. It's 24 frames a second, 422 8-bit motion JPEG that's recorded to the CF card. It's approximately 4 gigabytes for every 1 minute of recording time in 4K. And then essentially that comes out directly into the major nonlinear editing systems with no further ado. It's a ready-to-use file. Now, in addition to the 4K capabilities, this camera also has full HD. And the full HD can be recorded in three different ways. If you do the full sensor width, you can record to the CF card at up to 60 frames per second, 1080p, which is twice the frame rate of other EOS cameras that have HD function. Another way you can record is using the HDMI plug, and you can do an 8-bit 422 uncompressed into an external recorder. So unlike previous EOS, which would show you all the viewfinder information, we actually have on this camera the ability to go out the full screen magnification, 1080p. Actually, it's 1080i coming out of this camera on the HDMI port. The third way that can be done is that you actually have on the camera what's called a Super 35 crop function for full HD. And that's getting the actual crop of the image down to a lower size of 14.9 by 22.3 millimeter, about the same as a 70. The value of that is, on one hand, that you'd be able to crop in tighter and get a tighter punch-in shot. But the other thing is that we have a set of EF Cinema zoom lenses available for our Cinema EOS system. And those Cinema zooms are set to record only to the Super 35 format. So if you want to use the Cinema zoom lens, you must use the Super 35 crop function on this camera. And so effectively, you've got all these different ways of doing HD. Super 35, full sensor width, either of those into the CF card, and then also either of those out to the HDMI. So basically a very, very flexible system. ISO 100 up to 204,800. You know, a couple of the other features that are good, Canon log gamma, so that you can intercut the footage from the EOS 1DC with the EOS C300 and C500. The ability to see the LCD monitor while you've got the HDMI hooked up, which most of the EOS cameras don't do. A headphone jack built in for real-time audio monitoring. And also, no time limit, so that if you are used to other EOS cameras that cut out after 12 minutes or 30 minutes of recording time, that's no longer a factor with the 1DC. You keep on going. So thank you for taking a look at the 1DC. We expect to have it out by the end of the year at a suggested retail price of about $15,000.
And that was Chuck Westfall, who's the technical advisor of education and training in the Pro Engineering and Solutions Division of Canon USA. I'm Serena Catania reporting to you live from the 2012 NAB show.